Ben with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, mindset. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is game time.
Here we go. What's going on, everybody? What's up, chat room dogs? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. I want to welcome all you guys to the show. Shout out to all you guys out there. Shout out, most importantly, shout out to the 185 that broke the record a few days ago. Shout out to y'all guys, man. Appreciate the love. I ask all you guys that are listening to the show, if you do get the opportunity, because it helps the algorithm, just go ahead and like, subscribe. And if you want to, you can pass that on to your friends, because what we teach is something that most guys don't teach when it comes to the game. So I just want to shout out you guys out there. Welcome to the show. Guys, y'all know the number. The number is 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. Also, shout out to my chat room dogs. Hope you guys are doing good. Also, the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, girl? Shout out to the ladies out there. Okay, gentlemen, as we always do, guys, make sure you gentlemen out there go ahead and get your crayons out, get your notebooks out, start taking notes and utilize the information. If you're talking to a woman and you're having problems, just put a W right there. If you're texting a woman and you don't know what you're doing and you need help with text messages, just put a T right there. If you have a question, put a Q right there and ask your question. And if you want to try to stomp the dean on something the woman will say, go ahead and put an S in there. We'll add something else in there, and we will go ahead and chop it up off the top of our forehead or the dome, so to speak. Also, guys, if you're brand new to the channel, I'll ask all you guys, if you want to become a man mindset man, go ahead and do the one thing that nobody else on your internet is telling you to do. Go get your puzzle set, your 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and dump the box out. Rip up the box itself, begin to put the puzzle pieces together. And that's it, man. Guys, we have a great show for you guys. I hope all you guys are doing well. Shout out to all you guys, man. Let's go ahead and chop it up, guys. There are no dumb questions, but let's get into the show, man. I mean, that's what we're here to do, get in the show, man. I appreciate all you guys out there. Call in, ask questions. Let's get into it. So today we're talking about confidence for a lot of you guys out here. But confidence is more of a mentality, or really a mindset, of how you see yourself in a certain situation that you normally don't see yourself in. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But I'm going to shock you guys with something. Wait a second. Hold on. Before I do that, you know what I always have to do, gentlemen. For all you guys out there, man, I must always do this one. Guys, the information that you are about to hear, 100% authentic. Nobody on the internet is talking about this. And if somebody is talking about what we're about to talk about, you know where it came from. A lot of these guys are not talking about this. They're not going to the depth in which we're going to show you game. Now, with that being said, gentlemen, all right, so one thing I want y'all to know, okay, we're talking about confidence and we're talking about having that conquering mentality. But for everything that I want you to do, before you do anything, before you make any moves as a man, you have to fall in love with, you have to be obsessed with, you have to be hooked on the don'ts. Yes, I know y'all are expecting this shit. You guys have to fall in love with, be hooked on, and be obsessed with the don'ts. Before you can move forward and upload the information in your programming, you must become one with the don'ts. You must love the don'ts. You must be obsessed with the don'ts. You must realize that these things are crucial to you evolving every day. See, most of y'all thought that, wait a second, Steve, shouldn't you be telling us about the do's? No. No, because see, the problem that most of y'all have when y'all are listening to all these guys out here not teach you anything about game is that they're too busy telling you about what to do first. But they're never talking about the don'ts that you must fall in love with, and you must abide by the don'ts. And we're going to talk about that first. The don'ts are so important to the game, because every thought and every emotion and every behavior and everything that you do that is going to give you the successes in life, you must look at the don'ts. And no, I'm not talking about theater number one. See, the difference between the don'ts and theater number one is theater number one teaches you to keep staring at a movie reel of why you ain't shit. But what I'm saying is, see, let me explain something to you guys out there. How do we learn as children? Think about how we learned. When I grew up, I learned don't start fires. Don't follow a stranger. Don't do this and don't do that because there will be consequences, right? That's how we all learned as youngsters. We always learned about the don'ts because the don'ts, even though we're not about the don't, we know and understand what we're not supposed to do before we actually can move forward. And this is not a don't as being worried or being scared or fearful, but it's the one thing that people don't do anymore. They don't talk about the don'ts. Again, like when I was small, it was either Smokey the Bear or we watch shows on Saturday morning, Don't Drown Your Food. you know, don't follow strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Don't do this and don't do that. And even though as kids you thought, man, damn, there's a lot of things, but as an adult, you kind of get more clarity on things because you're not doing, because you have layered yourself in what I call don'ts. You have layered yourself that way, so whenever you move, you automatically, systematically think in your mind that I know that I should not do this because I remember when I was a child, if I did that, it will trigger something, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, the don'ts, okay? All right? This is where I'm trying to get y'all to understand and overstand. Right. Schoolhouse Rock. Is it the tip of your Schoolhouse Rock? Yeah. I'm just a Bill, just an ordinary Bill, all that good shit. Yeah, goddamn, girl, you know. Yes. Don't do it. Yes. Let's talk about the don'ts, guys. El, wait, before I do that, let me grab 341. Well, we got a lot to talk about with the don'ts, but let me grab the calls first, then we're going to get into the don'ts. So 341, sir, how can I help you? What's up? I'm 314, I'm sorry. 314, what's your question, brother? What's up? All right, 341, going once, going twice. All right, goodbye. All right, so let's keep going, guys. All right, so let's get into the things, okay? Well, it's not a thing of why women believe in zodiac signs. Big, the question is why do you give a fuck what they believe in? Women will find that or a certain connection through astrology. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing or a good thing, but the problem is, again, you're on judgment number 6. You're using things and you're worried about things that has nothing to do with you. Allow them to do whatever they want to do. When they meet a man, they will make the judgments and they will follow you without the astrology. Sometimes women love astrology, man, especially when you're a Leo, man. They were like, damn, you know, Sagittarius with Leo, Libra with Leo, you know, everything with Leo. You know, everybody can't be a Leo. I'm sorry, but I mean, Leos are the shit. I'm sorry. It's just what we are, is how we are. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anyway. But anyway, like I was saying to you guys, we want to get into how we follow the don'ts. And let's get into it, okay? All right. The first don't that you must fall in love with and follow. These are things you follow. You follow these things before. Listen, guys, you follow these before you follow the do's. Follow all these don'ts before you even follow the do's, because if you can't follow these don'ts, then you are never going to have a conquering mentality if you don't follow the don'ts. The first one that I want to say is don't ever expect immediate results in anything that you do. When you are working on who you are as a man, okay, and you are building who you are, the thing about men and who have a mindset of conquering and taking over things, we don't ever expect immediate results. What we do is we apply what we know. We apply our skills and what we can do to the best ability. And we understand that the thing about changing is going to take time, gentlemen. And that's why when you meet a woman, don't expect sex right off the bat. If she's smiling at you, don't expect that she wants to sleep with you. Don't ever expect the immediate result, or you will automatically fail as an individual, because your mindset will force you to want something more and either put more pressure on you or make you do more things than you want to do. What I'm saying to you guys out there is don't look for the immediate results, okay? All right. Hey, you got to put a Q there, young man. Make sure you put a Q. Make sure you want to put a Q, Metro, and I'll answer it. You want to approach this girl at school tomorrow, but she's got a boyfriend. What's the game plan? Don't do it. Don't. If you ain't got the balls to talk to her, don't do it. There is no game plan. You don't complicate this, young man. you know she has somebody, then either respect that man and leave her alone and don't go over there, because you don't have a game plan. You don't know what to say and you don't know what to do. So charge it to the game and understand that, you know what, now is not the time. And this kind of goes into what I'm saying to you, young man, is listen, don't rush it. Chill. Go talk. There are several other women in that school that you can talk to. Go ahead and charge that to the game. Stop putting pressure on yourself. There is no game plan because you don't have a game plan for yourself. So don't do it, because you're going to make yourself look like a fool, young man. Don't do it. The next thing that you've got to fall in love with as far as a don't is that you never, don't ever fear being alone. Don't ever fear being alone. Tolerate and understand that being alone and the silence is something that is a beautiful masterpiece. Don't feel that because you can't hear the city or the rush of the crowd or people that you're not a part of anything, okay? Don't ever feel like you have to be a part of something. Don't do it. Because as a man, I'm not afraid to be alone with my thoughts and the things that I want to do for myself, and also the downtime. As I've always told you guys before, you know, your dick resting days, where you rest your dick. Now, I know a lot of y'all ain't fucking like that, but I'm just saying, for a lot of you guys out there, don't do that, okay? Don't do that, okay? All right? What I'm saying for you guys out here is that I want you to embrace the silence of being alone, because hey guys, I promise you, when you cross that street, you're never going to have any alone time. There will never be alone time. They're always going to want a piece of you in some capacity. And the days that you have now, you're going to miss. So embrace the alone time. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Don't look at it that you're less than, or you're not worthy, or you're not good enough because you're alone. I want you to be alone. I want you to become more one with yourself and understand how you move and understand how you operate as a man. So don't look at this alone time as a bad thing. Start to work on yourself, okay? Start to understand that, okay? All right? Now, student of the game, you got to shut. If you just listen, this is your problem. This is your problem, young man. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying, man. It's here. Just be patient. Be patient. Everything I'm showing you is answering the question before you even ask it. I'm showing you how to cultivate it. Get out of your own way and listen. Listen. This is where y'all go wrong, y'all. You're trying to solve it. I'm trying to show you. Listen. Jesus Christ. Listen. Next thing, gentlemen. Don't ever feel like the game, time, and life owes you something. Don't ever feel like the game, time, and life owe you something. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care what it is you're doing. They don't care how you're moving. They all know one thing and one thing only. You only have an allotted time in whatever this thing we're in, and either what you do or you don't do is none of their business. But don't think that they have to stop what they're doing to come around, turn around, and pacify you. Don't feel like you are entitled to something because you have money. Don't feel like you're entitled to something because you look good. Don't feel like you're entitled to anything. You were born with a mindset that the world should not give a fuck about you, and nor should you give a fuck about it. You must look for opportunities in life and in time and in the game. Ever feel like it owes you something? Because it doesn't owe you or me a goddamn thing. Don't ever feel that the world, time, life, and the game has to bend over and bend to your will. It doesn't work that way. Don't ever feel that way. Because as long as you feel that way, you're going to lose. Understand time. Understand game. Understand life, that the beauty about what that thing is, it's the strongest current that is going in one direction. And it has always been moving in one direction. And it is here. It was there before you were born. It's here right now. Even when we're dead, it's still going to keep moving, and it doesn't give a fuck about any of us. It's going to keep moving. But within these things, within time and game and life, they will work for those that give it more respect than trying to control it. You cannot control these things. But by giving it respect, by playing it the right way, and realizing that time is something that's very valuable, so I'm not going to waste it. That means when I'm talking to a woman, I'm not wasting my motherfucking time trying to prove myself, trying to beg, trying to be what she wants me to be or fit in her narrative. I'm not doing that shit. I build too much shit for me to do that. So stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your time hanging out with them. Stop wasting your time looking at them in afar. Stop wasting your time beating around the bush. Stop wasting your time walking on eggshells, hoping that she comes around. Stop wasting your time, because time doesn't give a fuck about you, and it doesn't matter what you do and what you don't do. But never expect for time to turn around and say, oh, I'm sorry, let me stop what I'm doing and wait for you to catch up. Doesn't work that way. So don't ever expect the world, time, life, and a game to owe you something, okay? Question, how do you have conversations with substance? Well, HB, the substance has to come from you and the way you communicate with yourself. You cannot talk substance if you don't understand the substance that you have as a man, and that's where you're going wrong, and this is why you got to learn game. See, you think it's just you saying something, but as I told you before, see, the way you feel about yourself, whatever you say to a woman is going to come off weird and creepy because you don't believe in yourself. You lack the fundamental skills that you're going to need for yourself to carry the weight of what you say to a woman that impacts her here on such a depth that she has to talk to you, that she has to get to know you. But you're never going to get that depth, young man, until you get it with yourself. Guys, you got questions? Go ahead and ask. Lines are open if you want to call in. Let me continue. Next thing, gentlemen, as far as don'ts, is that we don't, and this is where we fall in love with the don'ts, we don't ever make the same mistake twice. We don't make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. I, as a man, I accept all the responsibilities from what I do. I never lose. I will always learn about my past. I will not live in my past, but I will learn from my past. And because I learned from my past, I will never create any mistakes over and over again, because I move forward to make better, proper decisions for myself. Better, proper positions for myself. How many of you guys right now are making the same mistakes over, just sitting on your lazy fucking ass, bird watching, not getting up and even talking to a woman over and over and over, and then you magically expect a woman to want to ride and die with you, and you ain't even riding and dying with your motherfucking self, but yet you expect a woman to do that? You expect a woman to ride with you? You expect a woman to be by your side? And you're not even by your own side. You're so busy complaining. You're so busy being a victim that every part of you internally doesn't want to be a part of that. Do you think your warrior wants to be around somebody that's bitching? His job is to conquer. How can he conquer when all you're doing is complaining? How can he protect you when all you are acting like is the victim? How can he work with you when all you want to do is blame women for everything that goes wrong in your weak-ass life? Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. This is why all this is important. Don't make the same mistakes over and over again, and what you guys are doing all the time. Don't just listen to the message. Become the message. I've said that for months now. Don't listen to the message. Become the message, gentlemen. So my God, stop resenting those that have game. Stop. And, well, excuse me, not stop, but don't ever get mad at somebody else's hard work, drive, and determination. You have men out here that are learning game, and they will stumble, like Tyler. Tyler stumbles a lot, but Tyler does good. There are a lot of guys out there that do good. But you have no right to get mad or judge a man that works on himself. Don't be like the surface dwellers that call in and ask you, you got to prove yourself to me, and what do you think you know about the game and all that. Don't listen to them. Don't be that, okay? Don't be jealous. Don't feel like you're cheated. Don't ever think that you are not or cannot get to their level. Recognize the hard work that these guys are doing. Uplift those that have game. And be glad that you can learn from those who know more than you, instead of trying to tear them down and make yourself feel better. It's not going to make you feel better. It's not. Guys, got a question. Make sure y'all put a Q in this. Guys, y'all got the number to call in. Top of the hour, we definitely do the creed. Another thing that I want to talk to you guys about, another don't. Don't ever give up on yourself the first time you fucking fail. The first time she says no. The first time she says she has a boyfriend. The first time she says she's not interested. Don't ever give up on yourself. Never let a woman dictate how you move as a man. She's allowed to say, I have a boyfriend. She's allowed to say, I'm seeing someone. Because, gentlemen, please understand this. When you meet her for the first time, she's not up in a fucking castle by herself, like, was that Rapunzel or some shit? Whatever the bitch. Okay, she's not up in a castle, okay? We basket weaving all day. You know, with that circle. And then finally she gets out and she's not talking to anybody. Gentlemen, every woman that you run into has several suitors. Hundreds, if not thousands, of guys trying to beat down their door. You cannot get upset or mad or jealous or salty if she is either talking to one or talking to several of them and trying to figure out which one she wants. Just because she says no is not a reason to give up on yourself. Use those things as opportunities to grow as a man, to see what you can do as a man. Because throughout all the chaos, brother, when you are one with yourself, there is control. Control. Guys, just because she says no right now does not mean that she's going to say no forever. Just because she has a boyfriend right now does not mean she's going to have a boyfriend forever. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen. Never feel that you're less than because she says no. Guys, I promise you. All I got to do is get the invite. That's I know that, but you don't understand that. All I can do is offer her my Willy Wonka golden ticket. Cash it if you dare. But I promise you, why do you guys, I tell you two no's? Gentlemen, why I always say to you guys, and I'll say it one more time, why do you think single women wear wedding rings? It's the same reason why some of them say no to you motherfuckers. Because if it may shock you, but there are women out there that like one-night stands or two-night stands. Sometimes women have a stressful day, and instead of a glass of wine and a dildo and a book and petting Fluffy the cat and watching a Wii channel or a Lifetime show, sometimes they want a stiff dick. But they've got to make sure the stiff dick that they get understands that I just need you sparingly. I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be with you. I just might need that dick here and there sparingly. But she's got to understand what you are. And that's why sometimes these women out there, they will say no or they will wear a wedding ring because they need to separate you motherfucking thirsty ass motherfuckers that want long time relationships versus the guys that just want to fuck. Because the ones that just want to fuck are going to bypass the no and going to bypass the ring. A ring is not going to stop my motherfucking ass, and you having a boyfriend, that's not going to stop me. Shit. I can do things, baby, to you, your boyfriend has ever thought about. Yeah, right? Never accept no for an answer. Always go for two no's because you don't know if you're being tested. But if she says no the second time, then walk away. You don't need to get in further discussion with her. Just walk away. I'm going to a birthday party this weekend. Do I pay attention to the host or do I work the room and gain her interest? You're doing it. Wait a second. You've already lost. Because if you know the host and you haven't put your bid in, everything you're doing is for naught. This is what I don't understand, you surface dwellers. Let me explain something to you. Remember this one time. I was trying to get at this one chick. She wasn't down. So I was cool with it. I accepted that she wasn't interested in me. But she was under the impression that I was like, you motherfuckers, and if I went to a party, I'm going to sit in the corner like, oh, you don't want to like me. Nah, motherfucker, you shouldn't have invited me to the party because here's the beautiful thing about it. I have several different lanes of these parties that I've always gone to when women say no. Just because she says no, no doesn't mean forever. Because the same woman that said no to me was cool with it. But you know what? Why do you think I got a call a few days later from the woman that said no to me and wonder, why am I fucking one of her friends? See, if I put my bid in and she says no and still invites me to a party with other women, as soon as I get in there, I'm getting the claws out, the fangs. Man, I'm going on the motherfucking hunt. I'm going on the hunt. And I'm going to talk to other women because y'all, okay, there used to be this thing, I think in the 90s, I mean, y'all are too young, some of y'all are young. There used to be this thing called 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, okay? It was some weird thing where if you think about Kevin Bacon, there's always 6 degrees. If you think about Kevin Bacon, there's always somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that connect you to Kevin Bacon. So I'm old, so just follow me on this. What I'm saying to you is that I always love it when they say no to me. I love it. I love it when they tell me they're not interested in me. And then have the nerve to offer me to go to a party thinking that I'm going to be a sucker and I'm going to be that guy in the corner. Oh, no. No, guys, you have to understand. I hate to use this word, guys, but I'm going to say it. The COVID-19 of me. The COVID-19 of the drug. Let me talk on that real quick. You see, I don't have to affect her right now, but I will get to my 6 degrees of hitting her because guess who's going to market and sell me? Because, guys, you don't understand. Women talk about fucking. Women talk about dick size. They talk about girth. They talk about the way you last, how you lick it, how you smack it, how you do all these things. Don't think women don't talk, guys. Women talk. Women talk. And because women talk, you know what? I didn't have to fuck the one that I was trying to get at. I can fuck her friend and still fuck her at the same time because I know the friend is going to go back and say, girl, you fucking lost out on that dick. What do you mean? Girl, the shit that he was doing to me? God damn, the shit he did to me in the shower? The shit he did afterwards and before? God damn, girl, thank you for fucking that up. And those women who think they're on their high horse, then all of a sudden you get that phone call of, I thought you liked me. I thought you were interested in me. I thought you wanted to talk to me. The fuck are you talking about? I gave you the opportunity. You said no. And I moved the fuck on. C900, where you're going wrong is that you should have put your bid in with that woman from the get-go. You fucked up. So anything you do at that fucking party, you're trying to make her jealous now. You're trying to force her to like you, and that's why you lose. That's why you lose. I want you guys to win. I want these women to say no to you. I want these women to turn you down. Cool. Because there's going to be 6 degrees or something. There's going to be a connection somewhere, somehow. So I want the connection. So I will fuck the shit out of the friend. Not only will I fuck the shit out of the friend, fuck the shit out of one friend, had another one play with her pussy on the phone and do all that shit. And have those motherfucking women par revere that shit to that other woman. And the best part about it, when she comes around and she wants to get at you and she wants to see you, oh, I'm in the catbird seat now. We ain't going to fuck now. I'm not interested anymore. And you know the thing about beautiful women? They hate hearing no. Because they will take no as a challenge from a man versus a male. So, 900, you kind of fucked that up, dog. You fucked that up. Well, then, wait. Let's back this up. You saying I don't know her, I'm going with a friend. So, if that's the case, then wait. Hold on, 900, because I think you lying to me, dog. Hold on. Wait a second. Let's back this ass up a little bit. Let's back this ass up. You say you're going with a friend. Wait a second. Then, how do you gain the host's interest? How the fuck do you know about the host? You know nothing about the host? So you're going in blind and you're going to talk to a motherfucker you haven't even seen before? Dog, let me show you where you think I'm boo-boo the fool. Let me tell you what you did, motherfucker. And you go ahead and laugh this shit off because I'm good at what I do. See, your boy told you about a party and he told you about the host. And he sent you the photo of that motherfucker, right? How do you know about the host in 900? Because he sent you a photo. And your weak ass didn't even go and knock on her door and put your bid in. But here's the problem. You get, see, dog, this is where you lose. You lose both ways. Either you saw the host and you didn't do nothing, which you failed, or you didn't see the host and you want to talk to a motherfucker you haven't seen before, which you failed even worse. So which one is it? How the fuck are you going to go after somebody you haven't even seen yet? Please explain that shit to me. Please explain that to me. So please explain that to me, 900. Wait, he told you today about what? About what? So what he told you? Did you see her, yes or no? Because if you didn't see her and you going after her, you're thirsty as fuck. And if you seen her and you didn't do anything, you're weak as fuck. So which one you want to be, dog? Because you can't get past this shit. Either you're weak as fuck or you're thirsty as fuck. Which one is it? Because if you've never seen her photo and you're trying to get at her, you're thirsty as fuck. Because you don't even know how she looks. But if you want to get at her because you saw her and you didn't put your bid in, then you're weak as fuck. So which one is it, sir? Which one is it? You let us know. Because this is what I'm saying to y'all guys. This is why y'all fucking up. Because y'all think I'm stupid and I go deep. So if you haven't seen her yet, then why the fuck are you trying to gain her interest? Please tell me. Please tell me why you want to gain the interest of the host and you haven't even seen her yet. Are you fucking out of your mind? What if that motherfucker was like, hi, hey everybody, I just got beat up by Batman and I feel like I want to have a party. Hold on, let me put my other eye in and we can have a party. And you over here like, well, I want to get with the host. I want to get with the host. Oh, my God. I want to get with the host. And you haven't even, that bitch can be crying. I will defeat you, Batman, after the party. And your motherfucking ass over here talking about I want to get with the host. The fuck are you talking about? Why would you want to get with somebody you haven't even seen yet? What are you thinking about, man? Jesus Christ, man. Come on, dog. You got to do better than that. I'm going to grab this question. Let me check the phone lines. Lines open if y'all want to call in. But, dog, you can't do that shit, big dog. You cannot do that. That's thirsty. You just can't go into a situation blind. You need to tell me, why do you want to fucking meet the host so bad? Why? What is so special about that woman? I can cut a vortex. What, a horse comes out when she slices the air? What the fuck is so special about her? Come on, man. Y'all got to wake up for this shit. After I place my bid, should my next step be to say, no, SG. Everything you do is on your square, my brother. You never move or deviate from what you are. Once you place your bid in and you offer her your number, she's either going to take it, she's going to say, no, take mine, or she's not going to accept it. One of these three things, okay? One of these three things. So what I'm saying is, if you give her your number and she calls you, be prepared to tell her the story of how you met. If you get offer your number and she says, no, take mine, you take her number. And when you're ready to talk to her, you just holler at her. Holla, holla. And if she says, number three, no, I got a boyfriend and I'm interested, always go for the second no by offering her your number. Well, take my number anyway. The next time you want to laugh, smile, thank, or blush. And she's either going to say yes or no. So that, but regardless of what I just showed you right there, you're always on your square. You're never deviating from it. You never deviate from a young man, okay? But great question, great question. He ain't going to call in because he know I'm going to eat his motherfucking ass up for that stupid ass shit he's saying. Want to talk to a fucking woman he never met before. Anyway, let me get back to some of these don'ts. Okay, no, all right, let me see here. Let me give you some more don'ts. Hey, Don't ever. Guys, if y'all are just joining us right now, we're talking about before we can teach you how to be a man, we've got to get you to solidify and earn these things in your mind of the don'ts that you are not to do. You must fall in love with these don'ts to a point where you can recognize if you're doing any of these don'ts that you have to stop doing them in order to get that conquering mentality. Don't ever fear, gentlemen, taking calculated risks. And it's not really a risk if you think about it. But don't fear taking calculated risks. And what I'm saying is that, listen, everything you're doing is cold and calculated, okay? Weigh out the thoughts, weigh out the risk, weigh out the benefits of these things before you make the decision. Be informed. That's where your scribe comes in at. That's where your marketing team comes in at. That's where your government comes in at. That's where all the men on the table, they can help you with taking the calculated risk. But I don't want you to use risk. I gotta be careful with this. I don't want you guys to see the word risk, okay? I don't want you guys to see the word risk as a bad thing, because you risk nothing when you believe in yourself. You risk nothing when you believe in yourself. But please understand, when you are taking calculated risks, where is it coming from? Is it coming from fear? Is it coming from anxiety? Is it coming from excuses? Is it coming from a lack of putting flavor in your ear? Is it coming from a lack of how to communicate? Is it coming from a lack of not knowing to do? Then don't take the risk. Because if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you're going to fall in with everybody else, and you don't want to go there. You never want to take risks if you're not sure and believe in yourself. I see a beautiful woman. Yes, I will say beautiful as in catching my eye. And I will put my bid in. Is it a risk? Fuck no, because I'm doing what I want to do. Because I know what I am doing. Hell, I know what I can do. Have you met me? I know what I can do. So because I know what I can do, because I believe in myself, because I can guide her and open up things in her that she's never seen before, I will make that move. And she's allowed to say no. And she's allowed to say she has a boyfriend. And she's allowed not to be interested. But it's not my motherfucking problem. Okay? It's not my problem. Okay? T asked a question. I heard you say you created a university in your mind. A universe. Not university, but universe. Are you also creating a nation? That's like, I am creating a world. It's never stopping. My world is vast. My world is plentiful. My world is beautiful. My world is beautiful. And it is not just a city. It's so many things. But I want you to build that for yourself. Lines are open. 560. My nose is itching. 563-999-3056 is the number. 563-999-3056. Outside of not taking calculated risks, gentlemen, don't ever, ever dwell there. That thing, oh, wait, is it time? Okay, it's not time yet. Don't ever dwell in the past. Don't ever waste time wishing that things could be different. Accept things as they are. Don't wish they be. Guys, if I wish I had the power to go back in time. There's a few things that there's a few chicks that I could have did. Man, I remember when I was in junior high school and everything, and I met the most popular girl named Kim Baker and shit, and I got her and shit. We was at the skating rink and everything, and her best friend, again, she kind of sold me to her best friend. Her best friend, Christine Tartamella, started kissing on me and shit, and all I had to do, Kim was all upset, and all I had to do was go over there and say something, but I didn't do it. There were several times I could have done things that I didn't do. There was that time when I was 9 years old. I was naked with that older chick, and I was so nervous I couldn't get my dick hard. I wish I'd go back in time there. I remember that time I was with that girl Jacqueline, and I was at her house, and I went over, I was talking all that shit. This happened a few times. Talk all that shit to these girls, go over the house. They started buttoning my shirt shit, and I'm getting all nervous. I wish I could go back in time and change that, but guess what? I can't change it. I cannot go back in time and change that shit. I can't do it. So I got to accept it. I got to accept it. I must accept the past, gentlemen. And I acknowledge it, and I'm fine with it, and I'm not upset or mad or disappointed. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Now, sometimes I'll be like, damn. Even when I was in Baumholder, Germany, there was opportunities to get with some fine chicks. And you know what? Because I was so goddamn stubborn and I was so fucking arrogant, I just didn't do it. And I was like, damn, that was an opportunity. But I can't get mad at that. I can't be upset with that. I have failed in the fucking past. I'm telling you. I've just showed you my failures. And that doesn't make me a bad person. I just understand what it is, man. What it is, okay? Well, no. Hey, Keith, I didn't have a nervous smile. I was like, well, I guess it was a nervous smile. Because after I started kissing her and everything, she started unbuttoning my shirt. I didn't know what to do. Fuck, what the fuck am I? I don't know what the fuck to do. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, well, you know, I got to get home and do my homework. I can laugh at myself. Naked in bed with an older chick, dog. Naked in, oh, my God. And I just, so nervous. My dick just went, my dick was like, no, motherfucker. No, we ain't doing this. It ain't time yet. And I'm like, damn. I remember there were times in my slumber parties when I'm in the bathroom with one of my sister's friends come in there, take her clothes off and stuff and start, you know, play me like I was a Ken doll. And I didn't do that. Guys, I have fucked up several times. There have been times that I was invited to orgies and shit like that. But because of my fucking arrogance with that woman, I pissed her off and she would have to do with me. I wish I could turn the clock back. But you cannot turn that clock back, so you cannot go back there. Don't look back. Don't ever look back, gentlemen. You're not going that way, okay? All right. Well, yeah, I won't say I was a service dweller, a student of the game. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being in the bushes with a girl. I remember the first girl I kissed, I remember I was eating a peanut butter cracker, and her name was Shannon Hickerson. And I remember she was telling me, she's like, you don't know how to kiss. I said, I bet you I do know how to kiss. You don't know how to French kiss. Well, prove it. And I was like, okay. I know what the fuck I was doing, but I'm just saying that. This is what it's like, man. But that's my past, okay? That's my past. Thank you, AH. Appreciate that. I want you to look back at your past and say, cool, man. It's okay, man. I'm telling y'all, it's okay, man. I remember the first piece of pussy I ate. You know what the girl did? She just threw her, put it all in my face. And I'm right there. Where are you? Where are you? Hey, you remember, see, I'm old, and Red probably going to remember this one. There used to be a commercial that a Tootsie Roll Pop commercial where the motherfucker walked up to the aisle and said, Mr. Al, how many licks does it take to get to the roll of a Tootsie? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? And the aisle was like, let's see, a one, a two, a three licks and bite, right? So here I am, like this, with a pussy all in my face, and I didn't know what to do. So I'm telling you what I did. A one, a two, a three. I didn't know what the fuck to do. But, hey, guys, listen to me. That was in my past. And I'm okay with that. I accept my past. It's not bad. Always accept your past. Don't ever let your past determine your future. Don't dwell on it, okay? The next thing you don't do is don't worry about pleasing everybody. My God, that has got to be the worst part with you service dwellers. You want to please women. You want to please your parents. You want to please everybody around you, but you are always the last one to please. Why is that? I don't want, listen. Of course I'm a pleaser. You know what I mean? Like, see what, there's a loophole in what I'm saying to y'all. The older woman taught my little cake ass, and I still stand on this, is that only in the bedroom is where the fuck I will submit, because I want to be water, air, and sand to her, and I want to do things to her. I want her to come over and over and over and over until she stop. Can't take no. I love, there's nothing like making them motherfuckers come, but only in the bedroom. I want to please her because I'm selling and marketing myself. And see, the best thing about pleasing a woman is they unintentionally sell you to their fucking friends, because women talk. You guys think we're the only ones that talk about fucking? Man, these women are always talking about, oh my God, he fucked the shit out of me. I had to soak in the bathtub type shit. Oh my God. The nasty shit women talk about is so amazing. Those women, oh my God, just so nasty. So nasty, so dirty. So, but what I'm saying to you guys out there is that I don't want you guys out there to stop pleasing everybody, okay? As a man, you must be able to speak up when necessary and realize that I'm willing to lose whoever that person is to stand on my motherfucking square, whether it be a woman. Guys, I tell you, I know it sounds crazy. Women will challenge you. And if you're able to walk away, I promise you they will stand by your side. They don't want to win certain battles. They want to be put in their place. And I don't mean to beat, punch, harm, or kick a woman. I mean walk the fuck away. If you're not following my lead, goodbye. If you bring drama in my life, goodbye. If you want to raise your voice, goodbye. If you want to change the contract that we had where I'm just a booty call and you want more from me, I can't give you more. And if you don't like that more, goodbye. But in saying goodbye, they will be the first ones to say hello. So just understand that, okay? Don't worry about gentlemen pleasing everybody, because that's not what you want to do, okay? Gentlemen, stop wasting your time. Don't waste your time on things you cannot control. So many of you guys out there think that you have this mental power that you can walk up to a woman and say, Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. And she's like, oh my God, I want to fuck you. No, it doesn't work that way. You have no control over yourself. Thus, you will never have that same control over a woman. And that's what's hurting some of you guys out there. Some of you guys actually think that you have control. You don't have control. Never think, if you feel that you are losing control or you're not in control of a situation, if you're with a woman and you feel like, oh my God, you know, I'm caring about her. And you know what I'm saying? Lose control as far as being in your fucking feelings, jealousy, being insecure, telling her that she can't, you know, you're not allowed to do this and you're not allowed to do that, man. You can't tell a woman what to do. Now, when you got game, you can tell, listen, because they're going to ask you, what is it going to take to get on the list, right? That will be on the list. Look, I don't mind you doing whatever you want to do. Just keep my business off the street. You got to have some kind of rules with these women, but stop trying to control things. You can't control everything, and you have to understand there's some things you can't control. But when you begin to lose control, it's a bad thing. So stop trying, or really stop looking at losing control, okay? The next don't for you guys is don't ever, ever give your respect and your power away like Halloween candy to a woman that got a fat ass and some big titties. Never allow anybody to control you, and don't give someone else power over you. Don't give her power because she's got a sexy body and you're so close to smashing, but she's tripping and you got to do what she says. Don't give her power. Don't give away something that you have that's so precious. Your name is power. Your name is legacy, bloodline, kingdom, empire. You don't give that shit away just to some titties and some ass because she got a fat ass and some fat titties. You want to give her your respect. Well, take all my respect. Here you go, trick or treat. Here's my power. Walk all over me. Treat me like a bitch. Yell at me. Put your finger all in my face. Tell me I ain't shit. Stop giving away your power and stop giving away your respect. DW, I'm going to answer your question in 1 second. But now, gentlemen, we got to take a moment real quick. All my dogs, let's see, all my aficionados, guys, I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. But, gentlemen, let's take a moment real quick as we're at the top of the hour to go into the dojo. In your mind, gentlemen, it is that time right now where we want to not boost up your confidence, but we want you to be all things by understanding your creed. So let's go over your creed together, guys. Let's read it together. Here we motherfucking go. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. And I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow. Man, I love that. I love that, because this is why you don't give your power away, because everything revolves around your motherfucking cake ass. That's why we got you, dog. But don't give away your power, okay? Another thing that I want to say, we're almost done with the don'ts, but I want, there's a few more things I want to say. Ever shy away from change. Change is one of the scariest things for you guys. It's what we call the fear of success. Change is scary. Change means that you're going into new territory in which you've never been in before. And sometimes being in somewhere new can be an awfully scary thing. But don't avoid it. Welcome the change. Be willing to be flexible. Learn that you are growing, and don't think that just because you're in a dark place that's lightning and it's just, it looks like it's just a scary place, don't think it's a bad thing. Don't run back. Stop running back to your old you where it's comfortable. You've got to go beyond that thought. You've got to push yourself beyond that edge. The world ain't fucking flat, and your mind is always telling you this is as far as you go. Because, goddamn it, if you go a step farther, you're going to fall off. And don't believe that shit, gentlemen. 714, I'll bring you in 1 second. But don't believe that. Okay? Let's do another game. Unc, when you say you don't give away your power, can you expand on your powers a man possesses when he learns about himself? What I'm saying is I don't want to give away my respect. She's got to earn my respect. I'm not just going to kiss her motherfucking ass because she has a sexy ass. I'm not going to change. See, a lot of you guys, when you see a woman, you change everything. When she challenges you, well, I'm Baptist. What's your religion? I'm Muslim. What's your religion? Are you a religious person? I'm a Democrat. What's your political affiliation? How much money do you make? What do you do for a living? And you motherfuckers fall in that shit all the time. Be like, well, what's your religion? Oh, my religion is... Wow, I can't believe it. My religion is... Oh, my God, we got so much in common. What's your political affiliation? Oh, you're a Democrat? Oh, so am I. Oh, my God, we have so much in common. Man, y'all got to stop that shit, man. Hold on, let me bring in this call real quick. Make it quick, 714. What's your question, brother? We got a lot to talk about. What's up? What's your question?
All right. Hey Steve. A long time no talk to. Sorry about not calling in sooner. Anyway, all kidding aside, I just want to make a point about mindset with these guys when it comes to asking women out, whether it's a cold call or not cold call. I'll just be real brief. When it comes to the mindset, when these guys ask out a chick and the chick says no to them and rejects them right away, they should be thankful. They shouldn't even be, they shouldn't even view it as rejection. They should just view it as non-acceptance and just realize that, hey, this chick did me a favor by saying no to me in this regard. A, she's just being upfront and saying, look, I don't want to go out with you for whatever reason. She's not attractive. It doesn't fucking matter. She's doing these guys a favor because she's just telling them right up front, no. And they shouldn't view it as rejection. They should just view it as non-acceptance. And the reason that they shouldn't be worried about that, and I want your thoughts on this, is because a woman who does that is just telling you right up front, hey, I'm not interested. They don't have to be worried about that shit. They got to be more concerned about these bitches that are the actresses that'll just, like 30% of these women that'll just use a guy for a foodie date with no intent on fucking him at all.
Man, is that one for you?
They don't want to go out with you and don't want to fuck you, and you got to vet them out carefully. Those are the chicks you got to worry about.
No,
what do you think?
No. You were so good until you start being a fucking victim. Everything you were saying was so good until you talked about what them women are doing to these guys. These women ain't doing that shit to these guys, big dog. These motherfuckers are allowing these women to do that, man. These women just don't say, I want to take you out to, I want to go eat at this place. These motherfuckers think that I need to feed her in an expensive place to get the pussy. So what you said.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is when a woman, I guess what I'm asking is, really, from my past experiences, I don't have this problem now because it's a different situation, but in my past experiences, I was not worried if a woman said, I didn't give a fuck if she said no, you know, but I was, there were times, I mean, I'm not the most guys have had it. There's times in the past where I've taken women out, not even nothing so expensive dates where I spent a lot of money, but just spent time and stuff, and then you find out later on, you know, that's why there's a three-day rule. You find out that they were just, a lot of these chicks, not a certain percentage, are just, they're not sincere. They're just going out with guys, pretending they're going to let you fuck them, but they're really just using you for your resources. Wait.
Is it really her fault? Or is it the dumb motherfucker that can't see that she wasn't interested in him in the first place?
Well, what I'm saying is it could be both. I'm just saying we know these women are so highly manipulative that
they're
some of them are so fucking good.
Okay, brother, they're just minding their business. They're not coming up to these guys. These guys are walking up to these women, lying to them, telling them they want, they're trying to manipulate the manipulator by using pickup lines instead of being real with them, beating around the bush.
What I'm saying is even if a guy is being 100% real and sincere, it's still hard to tell sometimes whether the woman is being real and sincere.
Okay, you want to know why I don't care if she's real and sincere, my brother? Because if I'm leading her towards my four and she's a 2 + 2 = 5, splash, going back into the water. If she's not following my program, I'm getting rid of her ass easily. So,
okay, but how much vetting time do you use the 3-date rule? Like by the third date, if you're not banging them or
I use the 1-day rule. I use it when I let her. When I first meet them, I let them know I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't want to hang out with you. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. I'm cutting it through the chase.
Okay, now what if you say that to them and they say, okay, I'm fine with that, but they still string you along somehow?
No. This is why they don't string me. Wait, this is why they don't string me along. Because I'm leading her where I want to go, and she has every right to change her mind, and she has every right not to want to go. And I got every right to cut her fucking ass off.
Right.
Okay, what you don't understand about motherfuckers, look, check this out. If I'm on the phone with her, or if I'm talking to her, texting, whatever, within the first 2 days, we already talking about fucking already. I've already got her play with her. I already got her because I got the invite. I want the invite. If I can't get the invite, then I'm going to let her go. I want her. Right, but listen to me. I position myself. Everything I'm teaching these young men are positions. See, the reason why we talk about sex is because the curiosity, not just with myself, but with my students, is that they're curious. Why do you have the wine above your bed? Why do you have the colored lights in your shower? Why do you have that easel when you're not an artist? So we cut through all the chase at that point. She's going to realize that I'm not the average motherfucker by the way I communicate with. And the curiosity alone is going to make her want to go deeper because I'm not the average motherfucker. I'm not a surface dweller. I go deep with a woman where she becomes curious with me. So I don't ever really have those problems. This is not a problem for a man. Listen, check this out, 7-4. A woman's allowed to play games. All right. She's allowed to play games. Right. But what happens when a woman realizes she's dealing with a man that doesn't play games?
She strains up real fucking fast, is my experience with
my
that.
My whole point. So most of the time, most of these guys that these women are getting with, they play games. They're not standing on anything. They're not pushing forward to getting her to move to where they wanted to go. They're like a kite. I told them, I always talked about this since the Pussy Whip show in the late 90s. They got a kite mentality. That means if you throw a kite up in the air, wherever the wind takes that motherfucker, that's where it's going to go. And that's what these guys have. And when a woman realizes that your pussy is tighter than hers, she's going to go on the attack, big dog. That's just what it is. So you can't get mad at her for going on the attack. You're the one that stopped her. You're the one that tried to dangle your body, your clothes, your money, your car, and all these finances. And then you get mad when she falls in love with the material things and doesn't fall in love with your ass. So we can't blame women for this. We got to, listen, 714, we got to stop blaming women for everything that goes on in our lives. They can do whatever they want to do when you allow them, man. That's why I say you did good up until the point where you talk about some 30% of women using guys. Women don't use motherfuckers. The motherfuckers are open to be used. They're food. Does that make any sense?
Obviously guys allow themselves to be used. You know what I'm saying?
How can you put this shit on the women if these suckers let these women do this shit?
I only do it if a woman says, hey, if a woman tells a guy, yeah, I'm going to have sex with you. We're going to, you're going to blow my back out. And then he takes her out a couple times and she never comes through and does that. She changes her mind for some reason.
Let me explain that part of the game to you real quick. Let me explain. Let me put this aside real quick. Student game. Your question, I'm going to answer that one second. Let me break this down to you. All right, let me break
all right, while you're doing it, I'm going to light up a bowl, okay? I'm going to light a bowl.
I'm going to throw you back in, and I'm going to explain to you and everybody that's listening where y'all need to understand this. When you thirsty, creepy, needy, inexperienced motherfuckers run up on a woman and you make her feel like a slut and a whore by thinking that, you know what, let's go back to my place and fuck. I don't know anything about you, but you're calling her a whore and a slut. But you want to spend time with her. You want to take her out. Please understand this. There's got to be balance in this shit. If she's going to give you her time, that doesn't mean that there's nothing written that she has to fuck you. And she's allowed to say she's going to fuck you. That's her right. And if you're gullible, disillusioned, and dumb enough to think she is, when you have no experience, you're creepy, needy, and thirsty, and you actually take she wants to, that's like the stripper sitting on your lap telling you how cute you are. Give me another 20. Oh, how was your day? Give me another 20. You know what? I missed you around. When are you coming back to the strip club? Give me another 20. You must be out your goddamn mind, gentlemen. Women want balance for time. If you don't have any game and you want to play game with someone who knows the game more than you, then there's balance as far as, guess what? If you want my time, you got to buy me a dinner. That's just for not, I didn't say for sex. I said for a time. Because she's giving you and donating her time to you who think you got game and you ain't got game. What else you got to donate? You be her chauffeur. You drive her around. You put up her Christmas lights, her Halloween lights. You fix things. You be a shoulder to cry on. You are these dumb motherfucking things. She's not asking you to be that. She's just suggesting that, you know what? If you want a little of my time, like I'll give you an example. If y'all watch Force with Tommy, remember the chick who got a scar on her face, the one that got that fat ass? You know, I told you in 1950, man, that chick got a fat ass. Anyway, but the chick that got a scar on her face, what'd that dumb motherfucker say? Well, let me get the money. Can I? And then what'd he do? He just kissed her on her scar. Fuck was that stupid shit? But see, that's how y'all operate. When you are inexperienced, I'm sorry. Women cannot help but to run over your ass. And they're not even running over your ass. Just because she wants to fuck you right now doesn't mean she can't change her mind. Gentlemen, remember, when she dates you single guys that don't have women, they always realize why you are single, and that's a turn off. So if she's turned off by you inexperienced motherfuckers, there's got to be a balance. So she's got to be time is money. So what the fuck? What are you going to do for me now? I sat on wasting my time with you. And a lot of y'all guys don't want to accept that shit. I know it fucking sucks. But you cannot get mad at a woman that chooses to not want to sleep with you after you feed her. Why is she going to feed? Wait, where's it at? What are you going to be like? Hey, come on in. Yeah. You see that picture over there? Oh, that's what it is. And she wake up. Oh, what's this chain on? Where the fuck am I at? You're in my basement now. She ain't fucking with you. But see, you think that you can run game on the masters of manipulation. You think you can... Guys, when you are coming sidebar and walking on eggshells, she's saying, God damn. She said, here comes another one. Look at him. Oh, he's so nice. Look at him. Hey, guys, you don't think she's got one? I don't show it because this is a man showing shit, but I'm going to give you a prime example. As soon as you go some sidebar shit, guess what? It's in pink. It's pink. Look at him. Isn't he cute? He's, we're online And those men that are turning me on are trashing women and just feel like they're trashing me, but they're not. They're telling me a truth that I can't accept. But look at him put on that cape and just, oh, he's defending my honor. 3, 2, 1. I know he's going to send us a message on the back end, trying to act like he really cares when all he wants to do is fuck. Well, what do we have? Let's check our roster. How are we doing today? Well, let's then instead of and gentlemen, instead of a man scribe, right? All right, they have their woman scribe. Well, let's look at the roster. We've got 10 guys that are chauffeurs. We got 4 guys that have put up your Christmas lights. We got 5 guys that put up your Halloween lights. We've got 20 shoulders to cry on. We've got 100 friends. We've got 50 gay best friends. And we've got about 25 dinners. Oh, and we've got about 6 guys that are going to pay our bills and all of this stuff. But you know what, girl? I don't know. You know that last guy that paid our rent? He's starting to get a little too pushy in one sec. So, girl, I think it's best that we go ahead and scurry this one out and bring this one in. I think he would be a great addition to our roster. I think he will be. And look at him talking about he ain't like the other guys. You know, he's saying, I'm not like that Steve the Dean Williams. He's such a misogynistic asshole. I mean, my God, listen to him. He says, oh, I'm not like him. I'm caring and I'm understanding. And I want to know the good qualities in a woman because, you know, it's tough being a woman. Look at him. Just look at him saying, oh, look. And girl, he's saying that with a hard dick. And he thinks he's going to really get our pussy. Oh, well. All right. Let's go ahead and sign him up. He's got, hey, look, he's just. He's good. He's passed the test. So we're going to sign him in and we're going to let him know that we're not sexually interested in a long-term relationship. We're not looking for sex. And you know what that dumbass is going to do? He's going to stick around. I told him I don't want to have a relationship. And guess what? He's going to stick around. And y'all motherfuckers think it's the woman's fault? It's y'all's fault doing this shit, guys. Y'all are at fault of this shit. These women are only doing what you motherfuckers are allowing them to do, man. You see what I'm saying? Wait, I'll get back to that. The question, I'm going to have some of y'all questions and stuff like that. Oh, I got to grab that. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, don't think women don't have their scribes. Don't think women have their conquering people. Women have these same things when they know game, and that's why they run in circles around you guys. And y'all don't even understand that. That's what I'm saying. So let me get to some more of these don'ts before I answer some of these motherfucking questions. Guys, y'all call in. The lines are open. Gentlemen, I told you guys don't give away your power and all that other stuff, okay? And Sway. But gentlemen, listen. Fuck everything I said. Fuck all the don'ts. If there's one don't that I don't want you to do is I don't ever want you to fucking feel sorry for yourself. Don't ever feel sorry for yourself. Stop playing the victim. Stop acting like, oh my God, it's the woman's fault and I'm the innocent guy. All I did was I just tried to talk to her and before I knew it, we're on this dinner date and she's taking all my money. Or don't be that guy. Well, I didn't know that family court was like this and she took all my money. Even though I was the one that poked the holes in the rubber. Even though I was the one that wanted to impress her by taking her to a nice restaurant where she told me, no, I don't even want to go there. But I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Come on, please, please take me out. Please go out with me. And she did it. And then you want to blame her? Come on, man. Y'all got to stop feeling sorry for yourselves. A man does not sit around crying over spilled fucking milk. He doesn't cry over circumstances, nor does he cry over how other people treat him because he trains every fucking body on how to treat him, whether it's a cat, a dog, a bird, a ferret, a horse, whether it's a Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Sasquatch. Either it's an elf, unicorn, or smurf, and even a fucking woman on how to treat him. So whatever treatment you're getting from a woman, it's all you. You train her to treat you like a bitch. You train her to disrespect you. You train her to raise her voice at you. You trained her to even dangle the pussy in your face. But yet you want to feel sorry for yourself? You better get the fuck out of here. This is man shit. Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. Men don't do that. Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. Answer some of these questions. When you say don't give away power, you expand on the power of a man process he learns about himself. Student, you're killing me, dog. I'm telling you about all this shit. It's amazing that you just ain't paying attention, man. This might not be for you. You keep asking these questions. I'm giving you all the answers, and yet this is right over your head. Got you, freelance. Well, you got me. That should go right over your head. What did the show Billions teach you? Well, Jay, let me ask you, what did the show teach you? Because if you watch the show is broken down into different systems. You've got the top guy, you got the counselor, and you got all the motherfucking people that work for him. And then you have the city, and then the city's broken down into different sections. If you think about that show, that's how your mind works the same fucking way. Everything that you see in that show or everything you see in House of Cards is the same thing that goes on in your mind, but no one's ever told you about that. But I'm not going to talk about that because that's in the book. Can't really get into that. But it's the same exact thing. Every section is playing its own different part. Now, in this one system, there are three parts that function to make the system as a whole. But as a system, as another subsystem of that system, there are other systems in there. So it's getting deep. So you need to let me know what it's taught you. Let me get to the next question. Hey, Coach, would you advise going on air? Oh, shit. Coach, would you advise going air with a woman when she's still on land? What the fuck do you mean? This is why they eat you up, B. This is why they have you for dinner and spit you the fuck out. I don't understand you surface dwellers. I try to study you and try to see why you do the stuff that you do and why you function the way you function. But I just don't understand why you would even ask this asinine question when I've always told you. I have always told all you fucking guys out there that land, sea, air, and space is up to you. That's the difference in how we communicate with women. It is a fucking flex, man. This is why I don't understand you guys. Let me see if I can find that shit to help your cake ass. I just don't understand why you don't listen. Why do you humans not listen? Let me see. Is this it? That's not the one. How many times do I tell you flexible four? A flexible four versus a fixed four means the way you communicate. Land, sea, and air is determined by how you want to do it. That's why I call it a flexible four, not a fixed four. Because you decide how you want to talk to her. Because she's never talked to anybody. Guys, I don't see it. This is what separates us from everybody else on how I teach you how to communicate. Nobody shows you how to communicate like I do. And yet, I'm telling you, you have the power of how you communicate. You have the power. You have the power. You choose the power. You choose it. You choose land, sea, and air. You don't need to go space yet. But through land, sea, and air, it's how we hook them. We hook them through land, sea, and air. Because the average surface dweller like you is waiting for life to happen. You choose how you communicate. But it's the beauty in what I teach you to draw them in. To see the difference in you. Thousands of guys in their past. Thousands of guys right now. And you're the only one that can communicate with her on a different level. It's over. As soon as she presses play, it's over. As soon as she hits record to reply to you, she's hooked. As soon as she watches your video, it's done. As soon as she, listen to me. The same woman that will reply to you with a voice message is the same goddamn woman that will play with her pussy through a voice message. The same fucking woman that will reply to you with a fucking video is the same goddamn woman that will reply to you with a titty shot or her playing with herself on video. But yet you don't even see it because you're waiting for life to happen, surface dweller. Wake the fuck up. I'm giving you a power in which no one is giving you. And that is an option that you could communicate to any woman you want to. That will blow her fucking mind out because the average motherfucker doesn't do it. And yet you're asking me, just because she's on land, she's going to stay on land. You want to know why? Because that's all she knows, man. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of what I'm teaching you. All she knows is land. All she knows is the text message, emoji, emoji, text message, emoji, 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 text message, emoji, 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 text message, emoji. That's all the fuck she knows. That's all she knows with everybody in the present. That's all she knows with everybody in the past. That's all she knows. And then there's us. Then there's us. Got my brother, in order to get her to see the difference in you without you even forcing it, you don't have to force it. You don't have to force it. Yes, Silk, yes. Silk, yes. Yes. That's what you get, Silk. When she's having a bad day, you send her the voice message. Who do you think she's going to? Listen, let me tell y'all something about women. Women are not just going to tell you motherfuckers they're interested in you. They're not just going to throw that at you. They're not just going to throw that at you. All right, Tyler, I got you. They're not going to just throw that at you. What if, gentlemen, when she's having a bad day, instead of playing with Cuddles the kitten, instead of drinking a bottle of fucking wine, instead of reading a book, crying her fucking ass out, or watching a Lifetime or Wii channel, she goes to your fucking voice message that she remembers when she was having a bad day and presses play. Because what you said was so fucking impactful, it made her feel good. She's just taking the drug. What happens if she's having a bad week or she's cramping or she's not feeling sexy because she's bloated and she doesn't want to pet Cuddles the cat and she doesn't want to drink wine, and she doesn't want to read a book, and she doesn't want to cry her ass out, and she doesn't want to watch a We Are Lifetime channel, but presses play on a video of you just saying good morning. You know what? I just want to say I'm thinking about you, and I hope you have a good day. She just took your motherfucking drug, sir. Y'all don't see the beauty in what I'm giving you. You don't see the beauty in it. They will play that. Guys, not only will they play it, the virus of the Kevin Bacon. Gentlemen, why do you think I tell you or call a unicorn? Well, let me check the phone lines. Hold on, 512, I got you 1 second. I got you 512, 1 second. Why do you think I call a unicorn sex? A unicorn. Because if you saw a unicorn in the woods, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to try to capture it or you're going to tell someone about it because it's so fucking amazing. What do you think she's going to do when you send her that first voice message, that video message? You don't think she's going to pass your COVID virus to the next woman whose man is not doing it? Oh, man, we're going to talk about that. Hold on, J-Dog. I'm going to answer your question. Let me get this question right here. Hold on, J-Dog. Let me take this phone call. I got you, gentlemen. Gentlemen, y'all want to call in 23 minutes ago? Call in, and I'm going to answer your questions. 512, I'm sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question?
Oh, it's all good. It wasn't much of a question, but it was more of a highlight of what you said about, like, 20 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. You said the biggest don't that you don't want us to do is to judge ourselves. And
yes.
Man, like, that is the realest thing that I've heard come out of, like, a lot of these, like, podcasts, because, like, I'm a prime example of what happens when you don't judge yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be straight up. I was a virgin until a late age, later
That's
than
okay.
what you're probably thinking.
That's
but
okay.
The thing is, the first woman I interacted with, I became her drug. I had no experience, and she was completely shocked. She was in every aspect. She goes, "How are you this good sexually? How are you this good, you know, in how you speak if you've never had another woman before?" And I told
yes.
her that it was because I never labeled myself as anything, right?
Yes.
So there, you know the whole fucking incel community.
Yes, sir.
I never compared myself to any of those. Somebody could look at my story and be like, "Oh, he's an incel."
Right.
Right. I'm overweight. I've never, been with a woman. But
yes.
the fact that I never called myself an incel, and I never, ever, became part of any of that type of culture.
Yes,
that
sir.
Helped me to not lose myself and be and still be a man intact within.
Yes, sir.
While navigating the vanilla world or, the surface world. So,
yes, sir.
So the biggest takeaway is to never judge yourself. Never take on a persona that's not you. You know, all these people being like, "I'm a savage. I'm all these things," all these like fucking terminologies that all these other outsider people come up with. And then you accept them into yourself. Like,
yes.
Don't ever do that. Don't that even that within that, that's a judgment that you're putting onto yourself.
Yes, sir.
Become the most original you. Drop all
yes,
this
sir.
Like, comparison to Drake, you want to, dress like him, you want to do all, like,
yes,
like all that
yes,
shit. People like,
yes,
you know, you see people out here dressed like all these rappers. That ain't you.
Yes.
None of that shit is you. None of that
yes,
shit
sir.
Is original. So,
yes,
so don't ever
I'm
judge yourself in the positive, if you're comparing yourself positively to somebody, don't even do that. Right. Like, one of my OGs told me a long time ago, he said, "Don't ever look up to anybody. Come straight in their eyes." If
yes.
if you have to judge yourself, like, you lost.
Yes,
you lost.
Have. Yes.
And that's all I wanted to say. That's
all
that
right,
was on my mind.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. That was a great call, brother. Stand up and respect to you,
right.
Okay? Big guy. Respect. Great call,
appreciate
sir. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Y'all can call in. The lines are open. Todd, I'm about to play your shit in a second. But listen to what I'm saying. Okay, let me answer this young man's question. Okay. What I'm saying to you guys out there who are just learning from me, okay, listen. The one thing I teach you is how to communicate with a woman in ways, okay? Now, listen, what we want to do, okay, here's the I want y'all to see the big picture before I show you. Let's let y'all hear Tyler, okay? I want to show y'all the big picture. I never think about or want to be anything to her while I am interacting with her. That's not what I want. I don't want that. And this is why the invite is so important. This is why the invite is everything, guys. This is why I go for the invite first. Because once I'm inside, gentlemen, I am in her mind at a point when I'm not there. When I'm not there, gentlemen, she's thinking about me. Remember the game I'm teaching you. It's not what you are when you're with her. It's what she's thinking about when you're not around. It's what she's thinking about when you're not around, because you made such an impact on her. You made such an impact on her. All she can do is think about you and think about what you are doing and miss you and wonder what you are doing and can't wait to hear from you and can't wait to see you by what I'm showing you. So let me answer J-Dog's thing before he explains. So listen to me. What I've created, nobody's done this. This is my baby. What I've created is a way to attack. Remember, conquering mentality. A way to attack the woman. And I don't mean attack as in rape or bodily harm. I just want to make sure I say that. The way to attack the mind and get the invite by letting her see a side of me without losing who I am. I don't want you guys to change who you are or lose who you are. But in who you are, you can show her the depth in who you are, even if she doesn't even know who you are, by the way you communicate yourself. So land is what most of y'all are on. And land is just, gentlemen, texting a woman. It's all you humans do. Land. Text and maybe a fucking photo from land. But what I show you are three other elements in which you can attack the mind to show the difference in you versus everybody. This is why if you're online, I try to drive her towards the WhatsApp. And that's why, or the Messenger on Facebook, because Facebook and Instant Messenger will allow you to attack on all four areas. And all four areas will be land, sea, air, space. Land is text messaging. The average guy. Voice messages are sea, video is air, and going live is space. But it is a gradual process that you have to acclimate her in, because remember, you're dealing with an opponent that all she knows is just texting emoji, 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 selfie, text, text, emoji, emoji, selfie, text, text, emoji. That's all she knows. So when you begin to usher in with C, what happens is it's a new experience. Now, sometimes they're a little nervous because how they sound. But when you don't judge them and let them and show them how sexy they sound through their voice, what you're doing is you're training them on how to communicate with you and you alone. I'm talking about all those other motherfucking guys. Listen to me. All the guys in the past, and all the motherfuckers she's dealing with right now are not doing this. You have just separated yourself from every motherfucking guy out there. But there's more to this, because it's not just what you're saying. It's not just her replying back. But it's also you taking moments in which maybe she's having a bad day. Maybe she's cramping. Maybe she's having a headache. Maybe she's stressing. It is those moments you take your fucking voice and you don't solve or don't try to fix, but just give her another, let's say, another pathway to go down. That is right there that she herself will keep pressing play to listen to the soothing sounds of your voice. 646, I got you in 1 second. Let me finish this up real quick. But what's also great about this gentleman is I'm sorry, ladies, I got to tell him. Don't you do this. I know y'all ladies are doing this shit, but y'all better stop that shit. When they meet a man this smooth, see, women love competition, and women love to outdo other women, saying, my man does this better than your man type shit. So when they meet a motherfucker like us, right, what do you think she's going to do? Oh, your man took you to a fancy dinner? Hey, but did your man do this? Press play. And what that woman was like, oh, shit, what was that? Damn. I've never heard, right? Now, remember how the virus works. She has just transformed your COVID virus to the next woman, because even the next woman's her man ain't even talking to her that way. The boyfriend ain't talking to her that way. The guy she's dating ain't talking to her that way. The guys that's trying to get at her ain't talking to her that way. And she's like, who the fuck is that? And the worst thing the woman does unintentionally, oh, that is, let me use somebody's name in this motherfucker. Let me use my dog Russ or Freelance, one of these motherfuckers. Hey, that's Dangerous Russ. Oh, what, shit, who is he? Let me see you talking about. Oh, here's his Facebook. Here's his Instagram. And what do you think she said? She just paved the way for that woman to find a way to get in touch with him, just to experience what the other woman is experiencing, because she never experienced it before. Or they'll do the back door, as in, okay, tell me about Freelance Warren. Where does he work? Oh, no offense, Freelance Warren. I know you don't work there, but, oh, he works at Walmart. Oh, really? Oh, where's he working at Walmart? Or, let me use another motherfucker, one of my dogs and shit. Or Coach Justin. What does he do? Oh, he goes to the gym. When? Oh, he goes to the gym on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Which one? Oh, the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. Oh, my God, really? Oh, wow. And you know what? They will show up, and they won't even tell their girl, because they want to experience. I'm about to bring you in, 646. They want to experience what it's like to be able to have a personalized voice message specifically for her that no motherfucker's ever taught you before. And this is not even doing anything. It's just showing her the difference of how we move. Let me bring in this call real quick. 646, sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you? 1 second, guys. How can I help you, 646?
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, quick question.
Sure.
Do you think that I'm dealing with this woman, and I actually, you know, I've been listening to you.
No, what is your question? You got to answer the question. You got to ask the question. I can't read your mind. What's your question?
Not a problem. My question is, with the girl that I'm dealing with now.
Okay, stop right there. Let's stop right there. What are you dealing with?
Okay.
What are you dealing with?
When I say, I mean the woman that I'm talking to.
Wait, slow down. Mm-hmm. Remember, you're with men. So whatever you say, I'm going to take you for your word. Don't change it. You say you're dealing with. So I'm asking you, what are you dealing with? Tell me what you're dealing with.
So I am having sex with this woman for the past, I want to say, 6 months. And
so
I've been applying.
You mean it's someone you're fucking. You're not dealing with them. You're fucking her, right?
Yes, sir.
So then why don't you change that shit up? Say someone I'm fucking. You ain't dealing with her. You're fucking her. So what about
the
chick you're
fucking? Mistake.
Yeah, but listen, your words are important as a man. You can't say shit and not know what the fuck you talking about, or you're trying to mean something that I can't understand what you mean. So if you're just fucking her, you're just fucking her, okay? So how you deal? You're spending time with a woman you're fucking. So what's the question?
Right, and I've been applying your techniques,
a lot
of the things that you taught.
Yes,
so
sir.
So after applying some of your techniques, she wants more. In other words,
yes.
She wants to the exclusive.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, I told her that I am, you know, I am not, I don't want to be exclusive. So is it, so my question is it possible that a woman that says she wants to be exclusive and says that she is monogamous to get her to accept, to deal with a person like me who's not
monogamous? Well, here's a problem. Here's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You did half of it, but you never went the whole way. See,
okay.
You told her that you don't want to be exclusive, right? You told her, this is what I am, we first met. Am I correct? Yes or
what
no?
I did tell her?
No, I just, yes, I don't, I'm just, yes or no, brother. Just yes or no. I don't want to know what you told her. Yes or no. Did you let her know that when y'all started fucking, we're not going to be exclusive? I'm going to see other women. Yes or no? That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay. So if you said that and she's still bugging you about that, then you, as a king, a emperor, and a fucking god, have to pull her ass aside and say, I told you what we were from the beginning. And if you don't like it, there is the door. I am not changing. And if you bring this up again, you're gone. Do you understand me? That's where you went wrong. You've got to get clarification and understanding from the woman, so when you do kick her ass out, she can never say, you didn't tell me. See, your problem is you've been fucking her, but you're not keeping her in line to let her know where she stands, big dog. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So what I'm saying to you, if she brings this up again, you've got to have a powwow. Listen, when I first met you, I told you I have and see other women. Do I not take care of you? Do I not take care of that pussy? Yes, yes, yes. Well, then what's the problem? I want to be... Listen, I'm not that guy. I am just your dick. I am the guy that will hang out with you a little bit, but we're fucking. That's all we're doing, fucking and chilling out sometimes. But I am not your man. But if you're looking for a happily ever after, go find it. But I want it with you. No, you're not going to get it with me. And if you keep this up, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm trying to keep you around. But if you cannot understand or overstand our conversation we're having, then there's the door. Does that make any sense, 646?
Yes.
You've got to let them know, and you did it halfway, okay? You've got to make sure that she overstands that you ain't that motherfucker. You are not going to change what you're doing for her. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay? Now, but you got to be willing to lose her. I'm telling you, listen, brother, I've had it. My dogs have had it. Hey, listen, I don't date. I'm a good girl with morals and values, and I would never date a guy that's in a relationship. That's something that, okay, goodbye. Well, fine. I don't need you, right? 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 Well, what do you think I left behind? What do you think that's sitting there saying, play me, press play. Come on, girl. You want to press play? Fuck him. I don't need him. I've got all these other guys that want me, right? But all those other motherfucking guys are not communicating to her the way I'm doing it. Can you send me a voice message?
Well, why would I do that? Why would I send you a voice message? What, you don't like the way I'm texting you right now?
Send a video.
Well, why would you send me a video? I mean, my God. I mean, I don't know what to say to her on a video.
Come on, man. She gonna come back. Remember the drug? Why do you think the first one's free? Because it's always the comeback, man. You give them the drug of you, and you let them go. Let them walk the fuck away. You always going to get them on a comeback, because ain't nobody lacing them the way I'm showing you. And when you lace them here, oh, they going to come back.
So I'm going to assume.
Yes, what's up?
No, I said I'm going to assume that you're speaking from experience, where you did exactly what you're saying. And
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to my motherfucking neck right now.
Nah, no.
Right,
no.
Man?
goddamn dog. I can't tell you how many times I tell him no. Or I tell, look, I tell him, look, I got some. Oh, I can't. I'm not that kind of. Can we see each other? Happens all the time, bro. It's because of what I layer down and how I position myself. I created all of this. This is the master plan. What do you think? Why do you think I asked her to send me her photo so I could tell you how sexy you look? Because I'm training her to start asking me for a photo. Not to see me, but to see what the fuck she's about to see. Why do you think I go video with her? Not to see me, but to see what I'm about to position her ass with. Why do you think I tell you to lay on your fucking back in your bed and do a video and come all the way up while you're talking to her on video so she can see the wine above your bed while you're laying there? You don't think that's going to drag her ass to flies the shit? She going to want the curiosity in her is going to draw her in. But I've created this. I'm drawing her to this. There, think about this. How many motherfuckers you know go land, sea, and air? Really, not many. How many motherfuckers you know have wine above their bed? Have the color lights in their motherfucking shower? Has the easel in the living room? All pieces that I can use to push a conversation to sexual. And all she's got to do, 646, is ask. I'm not forcing her to ask. I'm just positioning myself to draw out a curiosity in, why do you have wine above your bed? Why do you have different color lights? Or they'll say, like I'm telling you, my students tell me all the time, they're like, the women are like, oh, my God, wow, how did you get the shower lights to change colors? What is the app? Oh, my God, I want an app like that. Oh, baby, whoa, baby. No, you got it wrong. It's not an app. I got shower lights because when I have a woman over, it's nothing like turning off the lights, playing the music, and eating her pussy to a different color of water while she's grabbing the back of my motherfucking head. It's an easy layup. Oh, my God, I didn't know you were an artist. Oh, girl, I'm not an artist. What are you talking about? Oh, I saw that easel in your living room. I thought you paint. No, you got it wrong. You see, when I have a woman over, I like taking her clothes off, laying her on the rug, and painting her naked body the way I see it. Do you see what I'm talking about? I'm not forcing sex. I'm positioning sex. I'm not forcing her to want to fuck. I'm just giving her samples of what it's going to be like to be with me. That's all I'm doing.
Can I ask you a question, Steve?
Sure, ask me a question. What's up?
With your techniques, how long have you maintained a woman before she actually left for good? Like, how long have you
I years, decades, man. This is easy. Dog, listen. Okay, this is what you understand.
Okay.
A woman is going to get sick of your shit. She's going to get tired of being on a roster. And she's
right, exactly.
And she's going to feel like I deserve better. And you're going to tell her, "Hey, go." And she's going to go. But she's going to find a less than average, she's going to find an average surface dweller, right? That she's going to try to fix up, and she's going to marry him and all that other stuff. And you know what they always say? It's a jingle that I should even have. It's called, I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm in another city. I don't care if I'm in another state. I don't care if I'm in another fucking country or another fucking solar system. Whenever you want this pussy, it will always be yours. My pussy will always be yours. You can have it whenever you want, because nobody has fucked me or touched me in ways that you have. Yes, I'm content with him. Yes, I'm fine with this. but they are lonely. They miss the times where you flip their ass over, smack their ass. They miss the times where you laid them on their back and had their body as a plate and you ate food off of it. They miss those times because they're not getting it with the surface dweller. So they miss those times with you. So they don't mind calling you up every once in a while to fuck you one time because I just miss how your dick feels inside of me. I miss your cum on my body. I just miss you. They will always, dog, they always come back because they're never satisfied because we set the bar. They will get married. They'll have kids. They will live their fucking fake happily ever after, but they will always come the fuck back because they miss the feeling when the husband is saying or the boyfriend is saying, well, you know, okay, after, is it okay on Tuesday we have relations? And she's laying in the bed with a wet spot. She's like, is this it? This is my life? I remember when that asshole Steve, I couldn't walk through the door without him touching me. The way he talked to me, the way he looked at me, the way he rubbed my body, the way he ate my pussy. I mean, wait, I shouldn't be thinking those thoughts, says the one that's addicted. See, remember, just because you're addicted and you hold a fucking coin up thinking that you're no longer alcoholic, all it takes is a drop. All it takes is one drop of liquor for you to go back. All it takes is one light of that fucking thing. You know, put me in that glass bottle, one light, one little hit, and you're right back where you want. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
They're never going away. That's why you let them go. Let them go. Let her go because she thinks she's got the upper hand. Let her be around the surface dwellers. That's the thing that's going to make her come back home. Why do you think I tell you, let me get it out. Oh, shit, wait, sorry, wrong thing. Why do you think I tell you to put a candle in the window? I have my candle holding up this shit. Hold on a second. I got my candle up, but why do you think I always talk about, oops, God damn, I'm all over the fucking place. Why do you think I tell her to put a candle in the window? Because I'm going to show her she can find her way back home, and I'm not going to judge her. And if it's a day, if it's a week, if it's a month, or if it's a year, and they come their asses back, I'm going to treat them like they never left. Because when they come back, their pride and their ego, they're nervous. Because it takes a lot of a motherfucker to come back and realize that she's wrong, right? But you don't want to laugh in her face. You don't want to make her feel silly. You just keep moving forward, which then makes her feel that much safe around you because she knows you're not judging her, and that's going to even make her want you that much more.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm saying, man, and that's the power that you have. So if she's complaining, let her go. Hey, if you can find someone better, go. Oh, fuck you. I'll show you. Okay.
Hey, what you doing?
Damn, 646 never said that to me. Damn. You ready? I know I shouldn't press play. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let him win. Remember, says the druggie and the alcoholic, I'm not going to take that drug again. Now I'm going to go cold turkey. I'm not going to ever drink again. And then they start to scratch and itch and shit. They're like, oh, man. You know, one little sip ain't gonna hurt. I mean, just a little sip ain't gonna, just a little drop, or just a little bit. I mean, hey, you ever see that movie Ratatouille? I had kids, so I had to see that shit. You ever see the movie Ratatouille?
Yes.
Okay. You remember at the end of Ratatouille when the food critic took and sipped that fucking shit, and he went on. You remember he zoomed all the way back to his childhood. It was so good, it brought him all the way back to the childhood. As soon as she presses play, it all comes back and hits her like a ton of weights. Just like that drop of alcohol. Just like that drug. It hits them like with a, like a ton of weights. Where they begin to miss the way you make them feel. They miss the voice messages. They miss the video messages. Fuck, they even miss... Some of them women would be like, hey, baby, I got an idea. Let's do something crazy. Why don't we go live and you can watch me wash myself? Well, why would I do that? I mean, that's so silly. Why would I sit there and watch you wash yourself? She's like, okay, it's okay. Right? Mm-hmm. But she remembers the old me. Hey, baby, let me just watch you. Damn, I just love the curve. I love how the water just drips and rolls down your back and comes off the curve of your ass and falls. God damn, it reminds me how my... They love that shit. They love that shit. They love that. That's the power, young man. That's why you let them go. Let them go. You want to know why? Because they ain't used to being said no or being let go. You go. Fuck you. All right, cool. I don't need this from you. I don't need you. I'm sick of this bullshit. I'm sick of feeling like I'm a notch on your belt. I'm on my period, and I just can't stand you. Right? Right? And 646, where do you think she's going?
Hello? What's
wrong? What's going on? What did that fucker do right now? God damn him. What did he say? I'm just so sick of being a notch on somebody's belt.
Hey, you know what? You don't need him.
Same thing Dad always tell them motherfucking women. Stay away from them bad boys, right? And he brainwashed the shit.
You don't need him. You're beautiful. You're special, and you don't need a guy like that. I mean, all he was doing was just fucking you anyway. He doesn't care about you.
I know he doesn't care about me. I just not beautiful right now.
Oh, my God. You don't understand. You're the most beautiful, precious thing. I mean, he's such a dick. Fuck him. You know what? I got an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? It's kind of late right now. Why don't we do this? Did you watch your Young and the Restless today?
No, not today. I didn't just feel like watching it.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't we have a little slumber party? I'll just come over there. We'll have a little bit of ice cream. We'll watch soap operas, and we'll just hang out a little bit because I don't think you should be alone right now.
Okay, I don't want to intrude on you if you want.
No, I insist because, I mean, he's such a dick. I mean, I care about you.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to play surface dweller. It's hard. This shit's hard on me. Sorry, I'm trying to play surface. This shit's hard on me. But anyway,
so I'm gonna come over there, okay? And we're gonna hang out and we'll talk about it because that's what friends do. I mean, that's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. So I'll be over there in a little while, okay? All right. He'll be like, okay, I'm going to get the rubber out. Oh, boy. 646 really fucked up today. I'm going to do my exercise, boy. I'm going to tear that pussy up, man. Let me stretch, man. It's finally happened, man. It's been 6 fucking years. 5 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, man, fucking 7 hours in 55 fucking minutes, and it's my time now. Oh, my God, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, yeah, that's what friends are for. And he gonna bring his ass all the way around. Okay, I'm good.
Hi, I've got the ice cream. Come in.
What's wrong? Oh, come on, there. Come here.
Oh, he said, oh, her nipples up against my chest. Oh, my God, don't be hard. Oh, don't be hard. Okay, listen, it's okay. We can talk about it. I've got the ice cream. I don't want it to melt. Why don't we sit down and watch your soap opera? Let's talk about it. Okay. Listen, I just want to tell you, you're so beautiful on the inside, and you don't need a guy like that. You know, guys like that are just, they just have one-track minds. I told you before when I was at the gym, I saw him. Yeah. Oh, no. I saw Jeremy. Now, Jeremy, you remember he told you he was going to work out? And I knew he was going to work out. I followed him, and I saw him. He was trying to fuck damn near every woman at the gym. You don't need that guy in your life. I know you're right. I don't really need him in my life. I told you, girl. Why are you scratching? It's nothing. It's just, I don't know. I'm just, it's not feeling good right now. And I'm saying, man, he going to try to fuck everything up. And he going to throw salt in your game and all that shit. And all she going to do is try to find an excuse to get in touch with you. And she going to say, well, you know what? He's like, you know what? It's best you leave him alone. You don't want to be with a guy like that. All he wants to do is, all he does is just have you come over and sex and fucks you. I mean, my God, who really wants to have their knees pinned to their back? Who wants their hair pulled, their ass smacked, and spit on? I mean, my God, he's so disgusting. I know it's just that, and I kind of like that, but I don't need him. You're right. I am a woman. Hi, every woman. It's all I need. Anything you want, a baby, I'm doing naturally. Oh. Oh, right. She's saying all that bullshit, trying to gaslight herself up as if she don't need you, man. And you know what she begins to think? Who is he fucking right now? I know he's got a dick in some bitch's mouth. I know he does. See, he doesn't even care. He's got his dick in another girl's mouth right now. And you hear she's going, you hear that? I can hear from here.
You know, Steve, to add, yeah. Sorry to yeah. touch you, you know, what you just said with regards to her thinking about, like, her thinking about what's going on when you're not there, that yes. happened in my case where, like I said, I applied your techniques, and yes. she told me verbatim out of her mouth, you could only imagine, Shia, what I'm thinking about when I'm not around you. And that was actually the reason why she kind of wanted to break it off, because she couldn't deal with that that amount of, I guess, mental torture.
Well, yeah.
Of
well,
what I'm doing. Yeah.
But you have imprinted yourself on her emotions. They can't scrape you the fuck off once you imprint it. Once you are imprinted here, they can't get rid of you. They can't get rid of you. They cannot do that. But let me tell you where you really fucked up. You know what you should? I know this is wrong. Hey, Red, Louisiana Red, cover your eyes and ears with this shit. Don't listen to this shit. Let me tell you where you went. One thing you should have done, you should have made the masturbation audio. If you could listen, always it's master the bedroom. It's a master bedroom move. If you just made the masturbation audio where she masturbates and then when she's doing it, she videos masturbating to your voice, it's a done data. But it's okay.
Whoa, wait. Can you rewind? Say that again?
Okay. All right, let me show you. Okay. I'm going to show you, gang, because nobody talks about this shit. Okay, so peep gang. So I know women love to masturbate, right? And women masturbate to using their fingers or using dildos, and they either masturbate to music, they masturbate to porn. Yes, women watch porn, okay? But here's the thought process that I had. Overstand this. if she's going to masturbate, why not masturbate to me? So why not record what I want her to do from the moment she opens that door in her mind to the moment she has her first orgasm, and tell her how I wanted to pat that pussy when she's orgasm, or how I wanted to spread her pussy lips with her. Say how I wanted to spread her pussy lips with her. Wait, let me show how. How do I do that shit? It was a move. How do I fucking do that shit? Was it, oh my bad. Where she? Okay, now peek this. Now this is a move. I'm just giving you all an example. The sex membership. We'll get deeper in this. But you tell her to spread her pussy lips with her middle finger and her index finger, right? Tell her to spread her pussy with her index and thing, and then with ring and index, spread her pussy, and then with middle finger, rub the clit like that with her right hand. Why then with her left hand, if she's penetrating or she's not penetrating, what I want her to do, now again, this goes back to the massage 108. Hey, Red, Louisiana Red, keep your eyes closed, girl. We get deep for a second. What I want to do is I want to start from the inside. Now, remember, if you see it live now, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's an outside 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But guys, with game, there is an inside 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm a dirty motherfucker, but what I'm saying is I would want her to start from 2, which is close to her calf, okay? So she's close to her calf on the inside while she's got her pussy lips spread, while she's playing with the clit. And what I want her to do with her fingers is I want her to drag that shit up from her calf all the way up to the close to her pussy. And oh, I'm sorry. I can't give it away. Okay. Brad, you can listen. There's some more. I'm sorry, girl. It won't get too deep. But what I'm saying is that's how. See? Look at. And so what I'm saying is I'll stop, Brad. But no, what I'm saying is, dog. Do you actually think she ain't coming back? Dog, how many women? Now, we know they masturbate, right? But here's the million-dollar question. You ready, caller? How many women have a personalized masturbation audio? Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, caller. Now, I've had women tell me they listen. They take my poetry and shit. They have mashed my song. They have taken my poetry tracks, right? They have taken certain poetry tracks. They have put those motherfuckers together, and they have masturbated to those things. So think about it. If they're masturbating to my erotic poetry, right, what do you think they would do if I gave them a personalized, keyword, personalized, the one thing that, listen, no, I don't think you want to hear me on this. Listen to what I'm saying. No motherfucker has ever done. Remember, they haven't even gone land, sea, air, space. But do you know what you can be when you're the first one to give her a personalized masturbation audio that she have a good night, man. Hey, get up. Hey, stay up. Get up, girl. Get up. The man, hey, Red, themanmindset@gmail.com. themanmindset@gmail.com. But no, what I'm saying is how powerful and impactful that is. How powerful and impactful that is when you have gone beyond the depths in which she can even see sex as. When she can feel the presence of your voice and she can feel the touch as you're guiding her on how you wanted to touch. Where not only does she become one with you, but she becomes one with something she's never even met before. The equivalent of what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, if you guys watch Power Force with Tommy, if you guys watch Power Force with Tommy, okay, it's the equivalent of what happened. Remember I showed you when Tommy got a dose of that drug, that synthetic drug that when that chick kissed him and that motherfucker fell out like this on the car because it was the most powerful, impactful drug. That's what you are going to be. And I promise you, no man is going to outdo that. That means it will always be forever you. Even when she gets married, even when she's dating, even when she has kids, no matter what it is, it will always be you because they are not doing this. Nobody's doing what I just told you. Nobody's teaching this. No. Go on YouTube and look. Nobody's teaching you this shit. Nobody is. And this is what makes us dangerous. And this is why I can let her go. And I'm saying if you did that, oh, man, she would come back faster, but she will come back, brother, okay?
Okay, appreciate the game. Yeah, that was some very good information.
100, dog. So remember, just let her know. She tripped. Let her fucking ass go, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, I'll throw you back in. Thank you, guys. All right, lines are down. We're going to chop it up. Guys, you got questions. I got your questions. Go ahead and ask. If you got questions, we are breaking everything down. So let me go ahead and get to this. If y'all want to get at me, y'all know how to get at me and everything. Let me see. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Sorry, right here. TheManMindset@gmail.com. If y'all want to get at me, it should be down there for now for coaching, whatever like that. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Hit us up. But let's get to some of the questions. But this is why I'm keep trying to tell you, man. Y'all got a power. Y'all ain't even utilizing it because nobody's teaching y'all the right kind of game, man. They ain't teaching you this shit. All right, let me see. Let's get some of these questions. Oh, wait, I got to get to Tyler. Tyler, I got you 1 second. Tyler, I got you 1 second. Let me answer this one question, then we'll go to Tyler. All right, do you know anything about, no, what is this shit? How are you? No. Hey, ED. Fuck all that stupid shit, okay? I'm teaching you techniques that nobody's teaching you. If you want to go there, go there, but I don't know about that stupid shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm teaching you shit that nobody's teaching you. So if you want to go over there, brother. I can't help you over here, man. But let me get to Tyler. Now, gentlemen, I want to give you all an example, okay? I guess with Tyler, what I'm about to show you with this audio. But, gentlemen, like I always told you, when you train them with voice messages, okay, when you connect yourself with women, okay, and I don't even know what we're about to listen to. I'm telling you right now, this is hot off the press. I don't know what we're about to listen to. Let me pause this. Let me pause this shit right here. And let me say to all my dogs that's listening, this is hot off the press. I want to show y'all the timestamp. It's hot off the press. 8:32. It's hot off the press. We're going to play these two right here. All right? Hot off the press. This is not made up. It just came down. We talked. But now what I'm going to do is we're going to let you hear, okay? We're going to let you hear what it's like. Let's see what we got here. Let's play. Let's press play. Here we go.
Hey, baby. It's me, Barbie. And what I want to tell you is that I love making love to you. I love fucking you. I love being with you. I feel like we have something really good going on. Don't know exactly what it is, but it's fun. And, I wish we lived closer so we could see each other more and be together more and I could do more for you because I like doing things for you. I like getting your clothes off of you. I like you taking control of me. It's hard for me not to make noise. So, Saturday was a lot of work. Absolutely loved tasting you and feeling you. And touching you, and you're a really good man. So that's what I wanted to say to you, babe. Hey, baby. It's me, Barbie. And what I want to tell you is that I love making love to you.
I think everybody's heard that.
I love fucking you. I love being with you. Okay. I feel like we have something really good going on.
I think it's the same thing. So we already get okay. So what I'm saying to you guys out here, that I'm showing you, this is what happens, man, when you follow what I'm showing you. I'm showing you that that message you got, that Tyler got, was from a woman that's excited to be able to express herself more than just a fucking text message, because Tyler trained her to start doing voice messages. But also, I can't show y'all the dirty stuff. I can't show y'all I can't show y'all the video, but let me show y'all something. Let me see. See, I can't show y'all the, I can show y'all a little bit of stuff. You know, I can show y'all a little bit of stuff, but I can't show y'all the actual videos, but believe you me, there are videos. I'm trying to see if I can't without, let me show you this video. I mean, I can't show you the video, but I can give you an example. Let me just cut. Yeah. So what y'all don't understand, I'm sorry, I can't show y'all videos, but believe you me, when you got game and you know what you're doing, they are free and they love to express themselves. They love sending videos. They love doing things on videos because you're upping the high. So let me keep going. I know y'all got questions and stuff. Let me get some of these questions. I know you got questions. Lines are down, but I know you got questions. Any questions y'all got, please ask. Got y'all covered. But y'all just don't understand how cold y'all can be, all you guys out there. Let's get to Jay, and then let's see here. Oh, wait. Let's see. Stu in the game. No, I haven't seen the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't like watching that soft shit. They made that shit all soft, and I think Will is bisexual, or Carlton is not. I think Jazzy is messing with dudes, or I don't watch that shit. Anyway, a girl I'm recently talked to for 3 weeks, 2 dates in, never initiates contact, but always replies to me quickly. Is she not interested? We still going on dates again. Jay, you have lost. Jay, get back to my music, dog. Let me get back to my music, dog. I'm going to get back to my music, dog. All right, wait, let me see. I can't show you all this shit. Let me see if I can blow it up. I can't. Let me see. Let me see if I can show you something. Guys, my sex membership is going to be off the chain. Read that real quick. y'all don't understand. Guys, there's so much that we got. Boy, I can't wait for the sex membership to come out. Anyway, let me get to the music. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I gotta get to the music. I'm sorry. Let me get to the music. Sorry, guys. There's so much we got to talk about when it comes to sex membership, but we can't talk about it right now. Okay. So, guys, listen. What I'm saying to you guys is this. JM, here's the problem. All she's doing is stringing you along and running circles around you because you're allowing her to play games with you. You're allowing her to play games with you. If you have gone on 2 dates and you're not back at her place and she's not sucking your dick right now, it's all you. You see, gentlemen, as I said before, if you guys just listen to what I tell you guys, all my dogs, I appreciate it. I got love for you. I got your back. You guys listen to what I'm saying, man. I'm already marinating the pussy by the way I'm talking to her, right? We're already talking about sex a little bit and flirting a little bit. Then on the first date when I see her, I twirl her around, walk her, sit her down, see the waiter, let the waiter know that I'm going for the kiss, and then I'm going to put that flavor down. That's more conversation class two. Because if you listen to conversation class two, I have a kind of a, you get to hear me and another woman where I'm going in for the kiss on the date. That's more conversation class two, but I'm going to get the kiss. But it's not the kiss. It's how I kiss. See, y'all think it's just, nah. No, it's how I kiss her. It's how everything that I did before comes to this moment that pushes us to say, you know what? I got a little bit of time. Why don't we just sit in the car and talk? And then I have a little bit of time. Why don't we either go in the back seat or do you know more of a private area? I don't really want to go to your place or anything, but you know somewhere we can be a little more private because I feel like people are watching us. To a point where it says, you know what? Well, we can do it here, we can do it outside, or we can go back to your place. And it's not me forcing it. It's me positioning myself to keep pushing the pendulum of how she's feeling and making her want more and teasing that pussy between her ears where she wants to fuck me. But for you, my friend, you have been sitting around. All right, got you, Tyler. You, my friend, have been beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, JM. This is why I tell all my dogs, listen to me, all 150 of you badass motherfuckers that's listening to me right now. This is why it's important to work on that poetry. Nobody's telling you to work on poetry. Nobody's telling you to get your puzzles. Nobody's telling you land, sea, and air. Nobody's telling you. I'm telling you, you can win. And I know what you guys are saying, but Steve, poetry is stupid. But you're the same guy that turns on the radio and you're rapping to Jay-Z. You're rapping to Kendrick Lamar. You're rapping to J. Cole. You're rapping to Kanye or Eminem or whoever you're rapping to. All that is poetry, brother. If you're singing an R&B song, poetry. Country and Western, poetry. Everything is poetry. Because it's words that move the woman from one place to the next. It's beautiful. We get to Tyler's shit and see what Tyler sent us while I continue chopping up with my dogs. God damn it, Tyler. Let me pause. Here we go. Hot off the press again, guys. I want to make sure I'm going to show y'all hot off the press right there. Sorry, guys. Hot off the press. Y'all see the time. I'm sorry. 9:30. I'm sorry, guys. God damn it, the phone. Hot off the press. Y'all see it 9:30 p.m. I'm sorry it's blurry, but let's play it. Here we go.
Hey, Daddy. I'm so glad I got your voicemail. I've been thinking about you. No. I haven't. I haven't been thinking about your cock all day. I haven't been thinking about how sweet your lips were on my pussy. How nicely you suck on my clit. I'm not thinking about the way your hands moved across my body and the things that you did inside that made me squirt my juices all over the bed and you and me. I'm not thinking about that stuff at all. I hope you're sleeping so deeply and soundly. And I sent all my sexy dreams to you. And I hope you get to wake up with those thoughts in your mind. Sweet dreams, baby.
And y'all motherfuckers, let me put my music back on. And y'all motherfuckers think women don't talk this way. That's what's amazing to me. Y'all think women are sugar and spice and everything nice. They're going to talk nasty to a motherfucker that knows what he's doing. They're not going to talk nasty to someone who doesn't have experience. They're not going to talk nasty to someone that doesn't believe in himself. They're not going to talk nasty to someone who doesn't talk to himself and learn how to be sexual, learn how to be sensual, learn how to be kinky, dirty, naughty, nasty. They're not going to open up to that. but they will open up to a man that is one with itself, man. All this stuff I'm showing you guys connects. All it connects. You can have this. You can have this. But the question is, you got to want this, man. This is, dog, again, you'll get good morning ones like, no, good night. That's a good night one. You'll get good mornings. You know what? Good morning. I just thought about you. You know, I just masturbated in the shower this morning. Had to get that nut ready to go to work. I'll talk to you in the morning or sometime in the morning. All this stuff. This is how game works. This is how game works. And this is what I'm showing you, man. So, JM, y'all got a question. I got you. But, JM, getting back to you real quick. But, JM, what I'm saying to you, my brother, is that the problem that you're having is you're pussyfooting around. You're playing with the food too much. You're not moving her. And what I mean by moving her is the stepping stone in which I teach you. Every move, A, B, and C, has got to be a four. You must know exactly what you want, why you want it, and how to move her on where you want her to go. Don't force her. Intrigue her. Don't force her. Intrigue her to want to keep peeling back. Every time I peel back a layer of you, fuck, there's so much more. It's so much more. I got to know more. I got to keep snorting. I've got to keep smoking. I've got to keep soaking and putting you in me because the highs keep getting higher. And I want to keep going up that fucking hole, or the rabbit hole, so to speak, to know you. RJ says, what is the best way to respond to a girl when she tests you and goes ghost to see if you really care? Now, RJ, I need more information on this. RJ, I need information. What happened? I understand. Give me more what happened, because I think you fucked up here, brother. I think you fucked up. Because the part of the thing where you fucked up is, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I think that's where you fucked up. See, you're letting her lead you, brother. She's leading you by your fucking nose. There you want to go. She's leading you wherever she want to take you, man. Man, if she go ghost, fuck her. And I say this with love, ladies. I'm not a dick, but I'm just saying, man. Fuck, man. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Y'all guys cannot let these women. Y'all can't let these women dictate how you move. Of course she wants you to care. And she wants to hear that you care. But as soon as you tell her you care, you fucked up. You want to know how I care? You're getting some of my fucking time. That's how I care. And do with it what you want. If you want to go away, cool. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You don't need, thank you, 147 likes. You don't need to respond. But see, this is a Russ. Russ, see, this is where he don't know he knew, Russ. What you saying about the drug is right. This is where he don't understand. See, if RJ, you knew, so you learning this. See, if you just went voice and fucking video, that motherfucker is coming the fuck back faster. But what you're doing is you're playing on a level with all the other surface dwellers. You're not the only guy that's texting her, okay? And you're not the only guy that she's texting. And that's the problem. You're just texting. You're not communicating with her to show her your value. To show her that it's about you and the greatness you have, okay? That's where you're going wrong in that. Guys, you got questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. Lines are down, but we got you covered and shit. Hold on, what is this shit? I wonder what this is.
Hi, Tyler.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, that's Tyler shit. I mean, all this Tyler shit. All we got is Tyler shit.